McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, Monumental Ford, Cunningham Jewelers, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. The Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Monumental Ford, Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Bradley Warren.
Hey, Mr. Willis.
Coach, looking back at this past week, played Jenkins County at home in the driving rain for a lot of that game. It was a tough contest. Didn't end up the way we wanted, but, lots of things to be taken from that game, both positive and to grow. Talk to us about that game, Coach.
Well, we knew that it was a big, matchup going into the ball game. They were 3-0 in the region. We were 3-0 in the region. They were ranked, I think, 9th or 10th. We were ranked 10th or 11th. So it was a classic battle. We, of course, the fans out there, we were leading 19-17 in the fourth quarter. And that's pretty much when the wheels fell off. We had a drive that we felt like we should have been able to go down the field. We missed a block, caused a turnover. We didn't secure the ball properly. And they picked the ball up and ran a touchdown and took the lead. 23-19 at that point. So I guess we can go back from the first quarter and go from there. So, the kickoff, they deferred, so we got the ball first. And we ended up scoring relatively quick. And it was 6-0, and we botched the snap and the hold on the extra point. So there's 1 point, that we lost. And then they ended up going down and scoring on a I don't remember if it was a drive or we botched a punt too. But anyway, they ended up going up on us 14-6 at 1 point. And then we tied it up, 14-14? So, we're going back and forth. At halftime, it's 19-14. And we felt pretty good about our defense. We felt pretty good about our explosives on offense. We did not feel good about how we were blocking them. We were getting whipped at a minimum of two positions on the offensive front, and wasn't a good thing because we were concerned. We thought we addressed it. They got the ball at the half and drove down, and our defense got a stop. They kicked a field goal, so it was 19-17, and that was pretty close to the fourth quarter. There was a little bit of time there. My memory serves me right, if it serves me right. Todd, where it was, it could have been our ball game, and we just made one too many mistakes.
Yeah, when you've got two juggernauts like it was with us in Jenkins County, absolutely going toe-to-toe, as Jim Ross would call it, it was a slobber knocker up to that point. Mistakes can kill you. And, it's usually about the team who makes the least amount of mistakes. And against a good team, they're going to make you pay.
Yes, they are. They came in with a ball control plan. Just talking to Coach Waters, they were really concerned about our defensive line. Our defensive line is really good. And I knew that he had some problems. He'd have a problem handling a couple of our kids. We had Derek Irons back. So what he did, he went into two tight ends and two wings. He had superior numbers, even though we may have had superior players on there. He had superior numbers. So he gave our linemen an absolute fit. Those kids got shoe to shoe, which nullifies your speed.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So they did a great job. They got extra hats in the ball game on the line of scrimmage for our defensive line. Then they got shoe to shoe, which is hard on them. It kind of puts your speed in a box. And then on top of that, the field was wet, so it nullified our speed a little bit. Advantage, Jenkins, okay. And they ran the ball hard right at us most of the night. I think, Todd, they had 77 plays to our 35, which wore the defense down. The defense still didn't play very bad. We had the scoop and scores the defense had nothing to do with. Then we threw an interception. They got the ball on the 12, so they had a 12-yard score. Then we had the bad punt snap, then mishap on that. They got the ball on the 12 again. So they had 21 points with 24 yards offense.
Wow.
And that makes it tough to win. And, you know, you can say, well, Coach, they had a bad snap, too. We scored. They did. So both of us, you know, it was a sloppy game. But in the end, they kept the ball away from us on a wet field, nullified our speed. Kudos to them. We see some things now that we could have done a little different. If we play that game 10 times, we probably win 50-60% of those.
Nice. Now, you've got us up through the, you know, beginning of the fourth quarter. We're up 19-17. Tell us about the fourth quarter, Coach.
Well, we were struggling on the offensive line. They had so many hats up on the front that they were overwhelming our offensive line. We had some linemen that couldn't do what we were asking them to do. And you can blame that on us, put other kids in, however you want to do it. We couldn't execute against their level of play, not all of the line. So we said, okay, what are we doing well right now? We're hitting explosives pretty well. So we called a play that we thought was there. It was on film, but we missed a block. And Nehemiah West has been very good all year about buying time with his feet. And he starts to buy time with his feet. He gets wrapped up. He slips actually a little bit on a wet field. Your footing's a little uncertain. And, it happens to the best of players. We fumbled a football. And they walked in the end zone with it and, of course, took the lead and never looked back. You know, people say, well, he fumbled. His ball security. And he's working. You know, we wouldn't be in that position without him.
Truth.
He's a leader, and things happen. My comments to him, you know, everybody, you call and talk to him? No, I didn't. I said, have a short memory, Tim. Because it'd be foolish to think that he would not get better from that.
That's right. You know, and, I mean, his presence – alone raises the level of play for the entire team. I mean, he has all the athleticism, all the leadership skills. He has all the intangibles to be a leader and an exceptional football player.
But we did have some, you know, some positives, you know, that were out of there. we saw some kids that could do some things that we hadn't seen before. We did play at a high level for a long time. I told the kids in their team meeting yesterday, I said, I don't really have a whole lot of bad to say. Just take five elements out of the ball game. We played a really good game. And had a chance to we had a chance in the end to win, and that's where you want to be. We came up short with some turnovers.
That's right. You know, as we've discussed, the team who makes the fewest errors generally wins those games. They win the games. And the team that makes the most often loses. And that's the way it goes. Epic contest. I was there, and, lots of good can come out of that game as well, especially looking forward to this next game. More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Monumental Ford. Coach Warren, every week you have players of the week from the prior week's contest, and you take them out to eat, and take us through that that process, and you know who gets recognized and how do you do it?
Well, B&J's restaurant, Terry's a good friend of our program, the owner of B&J's. When I was here my first stint, I would carry the players over and he would feed them. So when I got back, he pretty much told the booster club that he wanted me to bring kids back, and so he was going to furnish pizzas for them instead of money.
Nice.
And so he's getting donated some money too. But every Monday, it's kind of a big deal. We elect, vote on, players of the week who we think went above and beyond the norm and had an exceptional ball game. So we did that this week. The player of the week was Tyler Alexander, and we post that on our social media and things like that. Tyler plays middle linebacker and long snaps for us. At the middle linebacker position, he had 7 tackles, 5 assists, and 2 fumble recoveries.
Wow.
It was a pretty big ball game.
That was.
Yeah, so anyway, he was the player of the week, and we took the picture, and we were in the new team meeting room, so all the way we do it, they stand up with this big pro wrestling belt that says Buccaneers on it, and all the kids point at him like, hey, that's the GOAT, the man. And we make the picture and put it on social media, and I get the moms calling asking for their sweet child's pictures, and it's a good thing. And so the other guys that were nominated for player of the week that didn't quite get the enough votes.
Right.
We call them pizza eaters. It means you get to go celebrate too, but you didn't get to wear the belt. So the pizza eaters this past game, Sam Sullivan caught a touchdown pass. He got to go with us. Nehemiah West for his defensive effort. Neo had 7 tackles, 3 assists, and a caused fumble.
Wow.
At the safety position, which we were striking with the safety against that run game. Then let's see, who were Ernest McIntosh? His stats weren't great. Usually he has really high stats running the ball, scoring this and that. But what I was super impressed with was he had his best game blocking, which is a sign of becoming a complete back, in our offense. So Ernest got to go. And then we had one more. MJ Quarterman, I believe, was one. And that may have been it, Todd, as far as our players of the week.
Yeah, I like the whole idea of recognizing these kids for their efforts, their performance, and it's on it's based on total play. It's not always we love to talk about who gets the most yards or passing, running, and those kids get the much deserved recognition, but you've talked about being total players, which is important.
Yeah, and I missed one. I had to go back and look at my notes. Makai Jackson had an outstanding game at linebacker as well. He and Tyler were overly active in the run game because that's what Jenkins County did. They got shoe-to-shoe and ran right at our front. So Makai had a big game too. And it's fun to go in there because you never know. If you're fortunate enough to get in the back room and to sit beside the Buccaneer football team, it's very active, and occasionally people will ask to move and go to another location, but occasionally people go in there and they have a lot of fun, especially if they have little kids. So yesterday there were some little kids in there that just jumped right in with the Buccaneer pizza.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So yesterday there were some guys from the storm control, storm damage workers from AT&T. They came in and ate with us, just, seated around us. And there was a couple with some younger kids, and I said, guys, y'all may want to move. It gets kind of loud in here when we're eating pizza with all these guys, and they're just having a good time, nothing inappropriate.
Of course.
And the AT&T guy's like, no, we want to sit in here with them. And then the little kids were like, we want to sit with the football guys. And so anyway, it was fun.
That's outstanding. So how about players of note, players that had great games offensively, defensively. I mean, you've mentioned a few of these with the players of the week, but, really talk to us about players that stood out for whichever reason this past week against Jenkins County.
Well, one thing I was proud of, but also I knew that we're going to have to work on it. They overwhelmed our defensive four down line. We're on a 40 front. They overwhelmed them with superior numbers, and we got a little frustrated with the double teams constantly, shoot a shoe. It was a good game plan against our kids. Some of our kids messed up. They didn't do their lineman assignment, so to speak. They didn't line up where they were supposed to, didn't do the assignment. They tried to improvise on their own. And improvising is not a good thing, because you improvise it, throw somebody else, you know, out of loop. So I didn't like that, but at the same time, I was proud of them, because when we adjusted and told them what they were doing, they went in and tried their dangest to do what we asked them to do, and ended up being, you know, keep our defense put us back in the contest, or kept us in the contest. Our defense set us up, Todd, to score three times.
Yes.
And so they battled. And one story I'll share is with Derek Irons. It was his first game back, and we had Derek in what's called a seven technique. That's the inside eye of the tight end. So instead of being outside of the end man on the line, you're just slightly inside of him. He had a hard time early with it, and he changed his stance. He did this and that. So on play, I think play 25, he looked like a praying mantis that got hit by a car. And on play 36, he got in a perfect stance, alignment, and absolutely blew their backfield up. So I sent him a text. I said, I want you to grade yourself out on play 25 and play 36. So he graded himself out, and I said, what's the moral of the story? He goes, get down in my stance and play alignment assignment. So he did. Anthony Jackson did the same thing. I was really pleased with Jaden Lotson. He's a 10th grader, rather, rising junior for next year. I thought he played above his age level as far as technique. He was a factor Friday on the weak side. So that was a big deal. They ran away from Javonte Cummings most of the night. Sometimes they didn't even block him. They said, we can't block him, so we're not going to block him. Ran away from him. Javonte started off the ball game pretty bad. He was, I think he got a little rattled with the scheme they were playing. He jumped off sides a couple times, which led to a couple scores. But he was also another one I was really proud of, because by the end of the ball game, he was doing what he was supposed to do. He gets his hands on a lineman that can't get to the linebacker. He resets the line of scrimmage. In other words, pushes that kid back and makes plays. I think Javonte had, Todd, I bet he had close to 10 tackles, too, at the tackle position.
Yeah. Javonte is a big factor in every game on that defensive line, as are Derek, Anthony, and the other kids you've mentioned. Yeah. Hearing that these kids continue to grow is always a positive, because they're working to get better each and every day.
I mean,
we will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Monumental Ford is a proud hometown sponsor of the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show. Please remember Monumental Ford's great service department for all your service needs. Every make and model, brakes, tires, oil changes, transmission, and more, right off Highway 251 and I-95 Exit 49 in Darien. Great prices on new and used vehicles, too. Find Monumental Ford on Facebook and give them a like. Also online, monumentalford.com. Or give us a call, 912-437-3673.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652, or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Southern Sports Edition.com. Coach Warren, we've got a big region matchup on the road this Friday at Bryan County High School, where, you know, they're playing some good ball. We're playing some good ball, and every game now becomes huge in region standing and seeding. So tell us about this game coming up, Coach.
Well, you know, you're right. Every game is big. You know, we're 3-1 in the region. Mathematically, you know, some tiebreakers or something could happen. It could happen. But if we when you get your fourth win, you should lock up a playoff spot. So we're looking for that fourth win to lock up the playoffs. And, you know, with reclassification this year, our region went from so-so to really, really good. We have some really tough ball teams. Bryan County is one of them. They are they can beat you on any given Friday. They're big. They're, you know, I looked at the film yesterday. I thought, man, they're going to play football against us or eat us. They're big. I think one of their linemen is like 6'4", 330. You know, just a massive
human. It's big.
Yeah, big. So they are. They're tough. Coach Sherrod Freeman's team last year went to the Final Four.
Yep.
And they're dropping down from, you know, upper division, Division One, to down to Division Two with us. So we cannot take them lightly. We've got better team speed. They've got some more size, you know, than we have. And we've got to play a good football game. They're running an old 1980s version of the wing tee, which I love. Ran it before myself. And I think, you know, I feel like he's probably going to say, hey, here's what Jenkins County did to McIntosh. Let's look and see if we can exploit some of those weaknesses. So we've got to ID those weaknesses and be a better product when we go on the field.
So looking at a possible mirror of things that you've coached and done in the past, to be able to prepare for that should be a good thing.
It is. I know how to defend my own keep. So, yeah, they you know, I was telling the kids yesterday, they run what we have even called here as recently as last year, 32, 33, 38, 39, which are isolation plays. Wing T people call them XBs or cross blocks. And the toss, the old-fashioned just a toss, you know, a toss sweep. You saw Trenton Johnson run for years. Those are good plays. They're under center about all the time. Their line of scrimmage is huge. Number four running back is a good running back, could probably play about anywhere in our region. And they have a big wide receiver, number seven, that, Todd, they literally throw a ball up about as high as you can possibly throw it and tell him to go jump under and get under and jump and get it.
Jump ball. Yeah, as we talked about, they're playing good ball and are not to be taken lightly. And they've got some skilled athletes. What about defensively? What are we looking at defensively against this team, Coach?
They run a back in the day when you called it, they run a 5-2 defense. But today that's called a 3-4 because you are taking – back in the older days when you ran the 5-2, you had two defensive ends, a nose guard, and two tackles. Well, that's changed. You still have the nose guard. But your two defensive ends have replaced the tackles to get better speed on the field, and you've replaced the ends with linebackers. So they have five down, two linebackers, and four secondary players.
Wow. Sounds like a good challenge for us. This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. And then offensively, you know, we'll look to continue doing what we're doing, and defensively, with some adjustments for Bryan County, of course.
Yeah. They are we're going to do what we do offensively and defensively. Nobody's going to, you know, just wholesale your program in the middle of the year. But your tweaks that you know, have to make versus someone, I guess, you know, what they do, that's the fun part of coaching in basketball or wrestling or football or whatever,
right.
Soccer. So yeah, we've made those little tweaks and adjustments. That's going to be fun. You know, as far as how we attack them, we're going to run our base stuff, and we worked on what it looks like slightly different yesterday. But, you know, it is what it is. They're going to get what they get. And I know he's going to do the same thing to us.
Sure.
He's going to have a plan to attack what we do and tweak it and vice versa. I guess the big thing that scares me about them is you got to stop the run, they're going to try to keep our offense off the field. And then when we are stopping it, we know where they're going to throw the ball. And so we've got to be ready for those things. If we do that, I feel good about our chances to be successful. I think they're going to have a hard time containing our offense.
Yeah. No, it sounds like it's going to be a fantastic contest up in Pembroke this Friday night at 7:30 p.m. kickoff. How has this week's practice been, Coach Warren, just with the preparation, the mindset, the focus, and all about getting better, included with the fact that there may be another storm coming?
Well, let's talk about the first storm. I am a huge guy to be in a routine. I need to be in a routine myself.
Yep.
Our kids were out of their routine this past Friday, and I'm not using this to talk about it as an excuse. Jenkins County was out of their routine as well, and they made plenty of mistakes too. It's what cost them the lead in three quarters. But our kids were out of focus as well. We made some uncharacteristic mistakes, like turning the ball over. We just haven't done that. Some of the other little deals, drop punt snaps, just some other things. They dropped a punt too. It's not an excuse, but being out of your routine calls for a sloppy game.
Yes.
On both sides. Jenkins had some things too they could work on. So Monday we practiced yesterday. Hopefully we'll get a great practice in today. And then hopefully Wednesday. But yet that threat of the out of the routine comes up with fall break, storm, whatever you want to call it. So yesterday, it was funny you asked me this question, because we talked about we're going to practice at 3:30 every day. We're going to practice at 3:30, so they're in that routine of that same time. And that's about all I know to do with it. You know, storm's out of our control. I hope and pray it doesn't hit anybody. And, you know, if it does, I'm sure we'll reschedule and go to work another day.
Absolutely. We've got a little under a minute left here before we close it out. Coach Warren, just real quick, give us an update on JV and middle school.
Okay. Middle school game was supposed to be played this Wednesday. They bumped the season back 2 weeks from the storm, so they just reset the season 2 weeks. We're supposed to play Camden Middle, and looks like that's not going to happen because of the Florida evacuees. And then I just got a text from Coach Steve Waters, AD in Glenn County, about calling and probably rescheduling the JV game.
Well, you know, the Bucks will get to play some football eventually. You know, we got to deal with Mother Nature, but that's just part of it. Thanks for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis signing off, and always remember, we are one Buck.